Time to check in with Terry Mazzoni this morning, if he still wants to join us from the Wellington Kiwanis. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good. I wore a sweatshirt today when I put the flag up. So it's 46 in Wellington.
Uh-huh. When's the last time you wore corduroy pants?
1966.
CIC? Exactly. Right. All right. Let's move on. You're here to talk a little bit about some sort of virtual membership going on. You're how long have you been a member of the Wellington Kiwanis?
I think I joined in 2011.
And what was it you made that a decision for you to become a part of this organization?
Well, back in the 80s when I was working for the Wellington Enterprise, Kiwanis was a very active organization, and I got to cover that organization and all the activities that they did. And so when 2011, I opted to, and I was working with Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. Boy, it just still rolls off the tongue. Wow. I wanted to be involved in our community, so I got re-involved. So I got back in Kiwanis.
You're a heavy involvement because you're a lieutenant governor of Division 13. That sounds impressive. Tell me a little bit about who that covers and what you're planning to do to get new members.
That's because the former retired Elyria library director, Celeste Burles, doesn't forget when you offer to do something like 6 years later. So, but no, lieutenant governor, we have a statewide board, and so the lieutenant governor represents the 8 Lorain County clubs in Lorain County on the statewide board. So we've got Elyria, Lorain, North Ridgeville, Wellington, Avon Lake and Avon, and Midview and Vermilion are 8 clubs.
And they're looking to increase their membership. What kind of a thing is taking place, I guess, through this time? You do a lot of things virtually. What's being planned over the next couple of years?
Yeah, we've really had to learn since March how to reinvent ourselves, so to speak. So, yes, many of our clubs are meeting virtually. But we're all going to, through the statewide organization of Kiwanis, they're providing some technical assistance and financial assistance to conduct membership boost. Through the pandemic, we've all had to reinvent ourselves. And so we're looking to grow our membership so we can provide more service. Growth means more service for kids and Kiwanis. Kids need Kiwanis because that's what we're all about, supporting kids.
Terry, let's talk about some of the programs in Wellington. What kind of programs have the Kiwanis gotten behind?
Well, we were going to sponsor the Wellington High School Community Day this past spring, but when that got canceled, that's where the entire student body goes out and does things in the community, raking leaves and just working for organizations, just trying to get yard work done. That got canceled due to the pandemic, so we pivoted and gave two $1,000 donations to two food pantries here in Wellington. Just last week, we wanted to help sponsor, give bicycle helmets out to the safety town in Wellington in August, and that got canceled. So we did a giveaway last week at Lorain County Community College of the Wellington branch down here. So those are the things that we've been able to do recently.
You have to get creative, right? That seems to be the key word to a lot of this.
Right. We're not letting the pandemic be an excuse for us. We're going to find a different way to do things. And in all of the groups right now, we lost one of our the groups lost a major fundraiser when we just went to Junior Fair Board. So Junior Fair this year, because many of the groups in Lorain County sold admission tickets at the fair. And that was a big fundraiser for our group. So we all got to reinvent ourselves a little bit.
What is the responsibility of a Kiwanian who becomes a member of this? What kind of a commitment? How often do you meet? What kind of things do take place?
Well, most of the clubs are meeting twice a month, and they're doing it virtually. Some of our clubs are doing we come up with new terms. We're having hybrid meetings where some people actually get together and at a location where they can socially distance and wear a mask. And then other members of the group can be in their offices or in their homes on their porches, and they can join us virtually through the Zoom program. So that's how many of our groups are meeting right now.
Terry, if one wants to join, do you simply say, hey, I want to be in, or do you need a sponsor? How does that process work?
You certainly don't need a sponsor, and that's why we're doing these membership boost. We don't want to be the best kept secrets in our communities, and so we're trying to get the word out. This is what Kiwanis does in our community, and this is how you can help the kids of our community. So that's why we're starting these programs. So people would learn more about it and want to join us.
Where can they learn more about it? No, this some of this stuff, I guess, takes place next on Thursday, the 24th, and beyond. What do they need to do?
Well, if you just go to the Facebook pages of each of the Kiwanis groups that are having this, and that's in Lorain, Vermilion, Wellington, Midview, and North Ridgeville, and you just in the search bar for Facebook, just type in North Ridgeville Kiwanis, Wellington Kiwanis, and you get to it. And then they'll have information about each of their membership booths. And Wellington, Vermilion, and Lorain are each conducting theirs on Thursday, September 24th. Vermilion's at 6 o'clock. Lorain is at 6:30. And Wellington is about 6:45. And they all have featured speakers. Lorain and Vermilion have the Ohio Kiwanis Membership Coordinator. Bill P. is going to speak, while Wellington's going to have Ryan Aroney, the President and CEO of Greater Lorain County United Way. He's going to be speaking about the importance of community service. And then on Monday, September 28th, North Ridgeville is going to have a virtual presentation again with the Ohio Membership Coordinator. Bill P. is going to speak, and that's at 6 o'clock on Monday, September 28th. And then we wrap up with on Tuesday, September 29th, with Midview and Grafton. They're going to actually meet in person at the VFW, and their Grafton Mayor, Dave DiVincenzio, and I guess myself are going to be the featured speakers in that at that one on Tuesday, September 29th at 6 o'clock at the VFW Hall right there in Grafton.
Terry, I noticed in the release that you've got 5 new clubs in the past 5 years. How does something like that happen? Was there somebody behind the push, some sort of campaign?
Well, there was. The lieutenant governors, Celeste was a lieutenant governor, and she got... The Midview Grafton one helped organize that one to get started. And we get assistance from the statewide group, too. Then Avon with Janet Schneider out of North Ridgeville, she pushed. She was the lieutenant governor to lead the Avon group formation. And then the leaders of those groups, then they just take over. And then this past year, Lorain, if you recall, Lorain celebrated 100th anniversary a few years ago, and then their membership had been dwindling, and they suspended their charter, and we worked this past year to get Lorain revitalized, and Giovanna Callis, the president up there, has helped us reinvigorate that club, and we've got 20 members strong in Lorain right now. They've been meeting virtually since March, and then we got Vermilion up and running, too. And this all gets done with a team effort from local people here in the county and people throughout the state. And actually, Kiwanis International came in and helped us form those two clubs this past year. Those Vermilion and Lorain clubs had been remarkable because we got them formed in March, and then the pandemic hit. So they've been having to meet virtually. So although Vermilion's starting to meet in person, but what a challenge it is for them to get started, get some momentum build up, and then the pandemic hits. And they're both doing great jobs.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning getting the word out. If people want to become a member of the Kiwanis, there's different organizations throughout Lorain County that they can take part in. Terry, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Terry Mazzoni joining us this morning, talking about the Kiwanians, the organization. Again, there's many of them throughout, 8 clubs in the Lorain County area, and Terry's involved with the Wellington Kiwanis.